Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. Let's now focus our attention on the Pac-12 Conference. We want to give them some love and attention. And when you step back and you review the Pac-12 standings, my goodness, Utah, Stanford, they continue to shine. The Utah Utes, 6-0, ranked third in the top 25. Stanford is 4-0 in Pac-12 games. And I'm not a, you know this, I'm not a betting gal, but I'm confident that our next guest, I bet that he penciled in Utah as one of the top four teams in the country at the start of the season. That's because he has the amazing mind, always a Big E favorite, my man, Steve Fortstein from Fox Sports 1340. How are you, my dear?
Well, I can't say that I actually had Utah penciled in there, but there were signs that Utah was a better football team. By the way, thank you for having me on again.
Yes.
There were signs that Utah was getting better, but not this good. There's been obviously a big shift in the Pac-12 South right now, both UCLA and USC going through their various issues right now, but Utah is right now the hottest ticket in the country.
And, you know, of course, we couldn't have predicted that the Utah Utes would be one of the top four teams in the country right now. But do you think they're getting the respect that they deserve?
I think you have to give them the respect they deserve now. Now, does that last through the next few weeks? Because the next few weeks are going to be pivotal here. You've got a matchup at home this weekend against at USC. It's a USC team that obviously is a little bit down right now with the recent firing of Steve Sarkisian and some of the tumult going on right now in Southern California. But they've got some big games coming up down the road here. They're, you know, and we talked about, you know, UCLA and USC being downtrodden. They're still very much in the mix here. Should Utah stumble, you've got Arizona State, UCLA and USC, all with two losses. So it's very conceivable that Utah could go from the penthouse to the outhouse here very quickly. They've got games against, you know, again, USC, Arizona, UCLA, all coming up here. I think Utah's good. I think they've taken advantage of the fact that the conference is a little bit in tumult right now, especially the South Division. We'll see how they finish up the season. But if they keep playing the way they are right now, they're going to be very good. I don't know if they're top four. I don't know if at the end of the year here they're still top four. But right now, it's a great story, and they deserve all the attention.
Host of First Sports on Fox Sports AM 1340, Steve Bortstein, is joining us tonight where weekends always start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so we hit on Utah. You're talking about USC, the total collapse and just the disgrace. This program really is in a mess, and it is heartbreaking. My heart goes out to the student-athletes and the ones that, you know, believed in Coach Sarkisian.
It's an interesting story, Alyssa. I think what this is, more than anything, is a cautionary tale, because I'm sorry, I don't believe Pat Hayden for a moment when he says that they had no knowledge or that the firms that they hired, you know, didn't give him the information about Sarkisian and some of the issues he had up in Washington. I don't buy that, because for me to believe that would lend me to believe also that Pat Hayden, who we talk about so often in Southern California as being a genius, he's a Rhodes Scholar, he's this, he's that, you have to make me believe then that Pat Hayden is so completely oblivious to everything that he was told or everything that he'd heard that he said, you know what, we're still going to go ahead and hire this guy. More than anything else, it's a cautionary tale that there is still a scourge on this program from the old Pete Carroll days. I mean, look at the Lane Kiffin tenure and how badly it ended. Look at how tumultuous the ending there was for Ed Orgeron in the short time he was the coach on an interim basis. You look at the Steve Sarkisian thing. And I'm not so mad at Steve Sarkisian. Steve Sarkisian's a guy who you hope gets the help that he needs through whatever rehabilitation battle he's going through.
Sure.
You have to look now at Pat Hayden a little bit. I mean, I don't trust Pat Hayden. As an athletic director, I don't trust him. I see what's happened to this football program the last couple of years. You fired a head coach 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in Lane Kiffin. You fired him on the tarmac at an airport. And then you have the tumultuous ending of the Ed Orgeron thing, which I thought ended badly. You've got the Sarkisian thing now. This is too good a program. This is too prestigious a university's athletic program to be in such total disarray.
Okay, so let me ask you this. USC football coach Steve Sarkisian, he's terminated. What are you saying? Is it time to evaluate the leadership of Pat Hayden?
I don't know if it's time to let him go. I think it's time to make him more accountable for some of the decisions he's making. And I think what you have to do now is to finally close the book on anything having to do with the O.P. Carroll regime. Don't forget, Sarkisian was an assistant. Orgeron was an assistant. Before that, Lane Kiffin was an assistant. We have to let go of that era. And I know that's tough to do, especially in college football. Alyssa, you know this. College athletics are so rooted in tradition. But it's time to move on. It's time to get someone who's never been a part of this program, someone who's never stepped foot on this campus almost, or go to a completely different era. And I know there's a lot of talk about some of the current NFL coaches that might be, you know, considered a viable candidate for the future head coaching position. Jeff Fisher comes to mind. I still believe, and I still maintain, that the USC Trojans dropped the ball, no pun intended, by not hiring Jack Del Rio when he was available and looking for a job after leaving the defensive coordinator position of the Denver Broncos before accepting the job at the Oakland Raiders. And you look at the Raiders, and yeah, they're struggling a little bit right now in the standings, but that's clearly a better football team than they were the last couple of seasons under their prior administration. So I think if you're Pat Hayden right now, I'm not looking to fire the guy, but I am looking to make him more accountable for the next few decisions he's going to make as far as this football team's concerned.
Well, do you think he enabled Steve Sarkisian, that he should have perhaps placed him on an action plan a little bit sooner, because he obviously, maybe behind closed doors, he knew he was struggling with serious issues?
Well, I think it's a great question, and I think you can answer it twofold. If the USC Trojans were going into this weekend's game against Utah with a 6-0 record, if they hadn't lost to Arizona earlier in the year, if they hadn't lost to Washington earlier in the year, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We'd be talking about a battle of two undefeated teams in the Pac-12 South this weekend. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a USC team that lost games here. So, yeah, there was, I think, some enabling here. I think that if USC were a better football team, we would be more tolerant of the issue that took place in August at the booster rally, where he got hammered and made rather disparaging statements about players and former players and other universities. I think we would have looked past all those things. If we were talking about a USC team that wasn't in the state they're in right now, as far as, you know, their production's concerned or their place in the standings right now, we're not having this conversation. We're having a conversation about a fabulous coach and a fabulous football team, and we're not talking about Utah being number four in the country either. We're talking about USC being number four in the country.
You know, just, I'm curious, I want to move ahead, and there's a number of other topics I want to talk about, but when Steve Sarkisian was at Washington, did he have a drinking problem then?
There's a report that came out from several sources. One we spoke to on our program last week, right around the time that Sarkisian was let go. Mm-hmm. There's a notable incident in which he and several coaches were on a recruiting trip, and there's a receipt that made it online of Sarkisian's recruiting trip to a restaurant. And by 11:45 in the morning, they had downed bottles of liquor, bottles of booze, of beer. By 11:45 in the morning. Now, does that mean it's a drinking problem? No. I know plenty of people who can handle their liquor and who go out and have a good time. But it's not a good look on a university. It's not a good look on a recruiting trip. I mean, take a look at what's going on at Louisville right now. Is that a good look for the, you know, that's not a good look either. You know, there were obviously issues. There were issues leading up to the hiring. There were issues leading up to the incident in August at the Salute to Troy event. And there were issues, obviously, after the loss to Washington, which ironically was the school that he left to come to USC. So, you know, I'm never gonna speak for a person who's dealing with addiction. I've dealt with addiction in a number of areas of my life. It's never easy to recover from. It's something that you hope no one ever has to go through. But it is something that that person has to be responsible for their actions and has to be accountable for their actions. And I think it goes two directions. A, Sarkisian has to be accountable for his actions, and Pat Hayden also has to be held accountable for the decisions he made. To expect to believe that he didn't know what was going on, I have to have such a cold and crippling sense of disbelief to not know that Pat Hayden didn't have some inkling that there was a problem.
So what should USC's next move be?
Well, finish out the season. You know, beat Utah this weekend, win out the season, make a shot at the Pac-12 South. There's still a very legitimate chance with the talent that's on that program, the talent that's on the field with that football team. There's no reason they can't beat Utah this weekend. There's no reason they can't beat UCLA later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason they can't represent the Pac-12 South in the Pac-12 championship game. There's no reason they still couldn't work their way back up the standings. That being said, let's look at what needs to happen today. They need to just go day by day. Just finish out the system, finish out the season, find, you know, make the coaching search proactive. Don't just, you know, don't wait for someone to come knocking on your door. Start making inroads now. And that means going after coaches that, you know, that you're interested. I mean, it's funny they play Utah this weekend. I think Kyle Whittingham would be a tremendous addition to the USC program. Look at what he's doing with, you know, relatively moderate talent. I'm trying not to be disparaging here about Utah, but they don't get the recruits that USC does. They can't get the talent that USC does. If he's doing this with that talent at Utah, imagine what he can do with 10 times the talent at the University of Southern California.
Well, the stakes will certainly be very high in the month of November. Always a pleasure to have Steve Bordstein, host of First Sports on Fox Sports AM 1340 in New Mexico, joining us this weekend right here at YSR. Thank you so much, Steve. You're the best.
I appreciate it. You're the best as well. Keep it up.
That, of course, was Steve Bordstein, host of First Sports on Fox Sports AM 1340. And it is time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. They make our show happen. Buddy Martin, columnist with SouthernPigskin.com. You can also check him out at GridironNow.com. Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist. Listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Our very own Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. And a very special thank you to the president of the Houston Astros, and that is Mr. Reed Ryan. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, reminding you to join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.